Welcome back. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name's Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're talking about the evolving situation in Iran with Mr. Ilan Berman of the American Foreign Policy Council. He is an expert on the Mideast. He's written numerous books on the matter, as well as editing many books on the Mideast, as well as other foreign policy areas of interest to the United States. He is a member of the Associated Faculty at Missouri State University's Department of Defense and Strategic Studies, as well as an adjunct professor at the Institute of World Politics. As an aside, I also noted in your bio that you are a member of the board of directors of Radio Free Europe and Radio Liberty. That is a topic for a whole nother day.
Fund
the voice of America, damn it. But let's return to the situation in Iran. Tehran is a city of 10 million people, and Iran stands at this historical moment, especially after the onslaught of the Israeli attacks over this past weekend and into this week, fairly weakened by some accounts, fairly isolated. Bashar al-Assad no longer in control in Syria. He was a big supporter of Iran. The Houthis have their impact and influence has been greatly diminished. Of course, Israel, the prolonged campaign in Gaza. And of course, Russia, perhaps Iran's biggest brother friend, is not going to directly get involved here, at least by most expert analyses that I've read. That actually scares me more, Mr. Berman, because the isolated adversary, the dog pushed into a corner by itself, if Donald Trump does okay the use of particularly this underground penetrating massive ordnance to try to get rid of Iran's nuclear program in its entirety. I mean, if you're going to do this, then you want to ensure that Iran does not even come close to having this sort of capability for generations to come. That is the only reason to do that. And everyone, me included, sitting here today, we do not want a nuclear Iran. We know that the world is safer without that. What might Iran's response be? Are they even capable of a meaningful response? Can you just walk this out for us, if you will?
Yeah. No. So I think that's right. Although I would make the case that the formula is a little bit different. The formula that I think we're looking at is that the Iranian regime has to choose between their nuclear program and regime survival, right? I think that's what they have to choose. And all of the indicators that I'm seeing from the press and from folks I'm talking to here and in Israel is that neither the Israeli government nor the American government really has any interest in regime change. We here in the United States have, a very troubled, checkered history with regime change. We're not particularly good at it. We have in the recent memory, we have the experience of Iraq. And so I think the center of gravity in that debate is, we can create an opening, but the Iranians have to do it themselves, right? And if they do it themselves, that's where I think the zone of danger comes in, where a regime without allies, as you pointed out, that's backed into a corner that feels like it's going to fall from power, that's when unpredictability happens. That's when it could lash out. But I think that the plan of the White House is never to get to that stage. That's why I think what the administration is trying to do is trying to create that formula, basically telling the Iranian regime that they won't do anything to destabilize it if they come to the table. If they give up their nuclear program, they can still survive. Now, from, as someone who has supported, democracy in Iran for literally decades, I think that's a suboptimal outcome.
Yes.
But I do think it's an outcome that is very much consistent with the way the president thinks about foreign policy. He has staked a claim, battling back neo-isolationist elements of the Republican Party. He's staked a claim and said, we have a core national interest in making sure Iran doesn't get a nuclear program. But he's not a regime changer. He has no interest in regime change. And so if there is a meaningful concession on the part of the Iranians, I think we never get to that zone of danger. That doesn't mean we don't get there by other means, because the Iranians could play this wrong. The Iranian people could rise up. You could sort of see all sorts of unintended consequences. If it happens, there's a few things that we need to watch for. First of all, if you notice, the Israeli military campaign against Iran hasn't really budged global markets very much. There's some up and down in terms of the Dow, but generally speaking, global markets are not changing. And the reason for that is that the energy supply, the energy is the lifeblood of the Iranian economy. Iran exports a tremendous amount of oil and natural gas. That hasn't really been impacted at all. It's been impacted by sanctions, but the Israelis have shown that they can target these facilities, but they haven't really done so yet. The reason that's important is because if Iran remains intransigent, they can become a target, and that would create, you know, sort of, you know, really staggering economic effects globally. And the Iranians also get a vote. So if they see trouble coming, they could do things like, for example, lay mines in the Strait of Hormuz, where there's a tremendous amount of container traffic and oil traffic, not in a way to shut the strait. If the strait is shut, the U.S. military will keep it shut, and it will be the cause that we need for us to go into Iran directly. But if it's narrowed, the price of oil goes up, and the entire market starts screaming, the entire global market.
The exact geography of the spigot being turned down would have ricochet impacts on top of some of the global economic chaos that we're facing. The Fed interest rate announcement just came up. Their inflation predictions have been announced. We're going to address that next. My big thanks to Mr. Elon Berman of the American Foreign Policy Council. Find more of his work at afpc.org. As this evolves, I hope you'll come back and join us again to help us all be a little bit smarter. Thank you. We have another expert return guest joining me next to discuss the Fed rate announcements. Don't go anywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.